The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse and the Ratepayers and Residents Associations in Milnerton want to know what progress the City of Cape Town has made to reduce the sewage pollution in the Deep River Estuary and Milnerton Lagoon. The city is currently under a directive from the provincial government to remedy the state of the pollution. ARTA believes the ongoing sewage spills means that the city has not done enough to ensure compliance with the directive and to protect the water system, and that the provincial government has failed to oversee compliance adequately. While progress has been made, the ongoing high level of sewage pollution in the Deep River system is evidence of the city's failure to resolve the underlying issues, 6 months after the directive was confirmed. The pollution issue is a systemic issue and has even spilled over to other nature reserves, which is absolutely unacceptable. As a result of the current situation, ARTA on 23 July 2021 wrote to the City of Cape Town asking for conclusive evidence that it has complied with its obligations under the directive and regarding the Potsdam Wastewater Treatment Works' water use license. Also on 23 July, ARTA wrote to the provincial and national oversight authorities, MEC Anton Prudel and Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, asking for confirmation of measures they have taken to ensure the city's compliance with the directive and the water use license. When will enough be enough? When will the City of Cape Town take responsibility for the pollution? When will the oversight authorities hold the city to account? ARTA has asked the city and the oversight authorities to provide answers within 14 days. If we do not receive a response, or should the response not be satisfactory, we will have no other choice but to consider taking further action, which may include approaching the court for appropriate relief, referring the matter to the Human Rights Commission, or submitting a formal complaint to the SAPS. ARTA will continue to monitor the quality of the water being discharged within the Deep River Estuary and will continue to apply pressure on oversight authorities.